While the $100,000 gift represents a nice round figure, it has another significance for the school. When the next class graduates in a couple of weeks, the number of graduates will exceed 100,000 since opening in 1948 as Pensacola Junior College.
We're asking all of them to join with us as we provide scholarship funds to those who are coming after all of us who have graduated from the college and have enjoyed a great life because of this college.
Patrice Whitten is PSC's Executive Director of Alumni Affairs.
An extraordinary gift to our Alumni Endowed Scholarship Fund, which was established by our Alumni Association Board of Directors in February 2015 and is now being launched publicly.
We believe and we know that this will help further the mission of the school and also have an impact on those students and ultimately have an impact on the community by getting educated people out in the workforce.
Stuart Ramsey is CEO of Pennair. After the brief ceremony, he spoke of his firm's commitment to education in the area.
Having a good, strong education makes a stronger community, also provides us great opportunities to hire locally when we have educated people. That's why we look at an institution like Pensacola State College as a way to invest some of our resources to improve the community, personally help some individuals, but ultimately also help the credit union.
Pensacola State President Ed Meadows told the gathering that the Pennair Pacesetter gift will be combined with other gifts from past graduates to maximize the number of students benefiting from the financial aid.
This was a wonderful opportunity for us to jumpstart the efforts that we had begun to create an endowed scholarship fund. We now have a credit card, and a certain percentage of that credit card from the users will perpetually come back into the Alumni Association from Pennair.
The partnership, says Meadows, is a win-win for both the school and the credit union.
There's no better way to have a partnership than when both sides have an opportunity to benefit. Pennair is going to benefit from renewed interest in a larger membership base as a result of their efforts in partnering with us, and we are certainly going to benefit in being able to provide scholarships.
The scholarship's going to be awarded to, I guess, individual kids. I guess we will vote on the kids. We'll have a committee that meets and decides where the scholarships go.
Lane Harper is vice president of the Pensacola State Alumni Association. The Pennair gift is being considered the kickoff of an overall fundraising campaign for the Alumni Scholarship Fund, and it has no set goal.
I think it's pretty open-ended. We really appreciate the gift that Pennair's given the Alumni Association. I think it's general scholarships. There's no field, so it's pretty much open, you know, anything that we have here at the college.
Besides helping fund the scholarships, the $100,000 also names the Pennair Room inside the Edward Chadbourne Library, which hosts seminars and financial literacy classes. PSC President Ed Meadows says it also anchors the Alumni Association to the institution.
There's always going to be the mission of generating funds for scholarships, and there's nothing more important when you establish a service to the institution to make sure that once that service has been established for our alumni, that we give them a reason for being.
Add to the Pennair gift a $200,000 endowment from the Robert H. Kahn Jr. Family Foundation, which was announced on Tuesday. The first four scholarships from this gift have been awarded for the upcoming spring semester at PSC. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.